Welcome to Talkin' Music on KVNF. My name is Adam. We're fortunate to have John Bell, founder, guitarist, and lead singer for Widespread Panic, join us on the phone. Hello, John.
Hey, Adam. Hey, everybody.
They're going to be playing the Ride Fest July 11 and 12 in Telluride's Town Park. My first question that I wanted to ask is, you guys obviously have, you know, a big fan base. Why do you believe fans are so drawn to your music? I realize it's a pretty general question, but your fan base is so big. You have huge turnouts. Any personal interpretation of that?
Oh, well, first of all, that's nice of you to say. You know, I think the kind of folks that that like to hear us play music, or, you know, the kind of folks that just like to get together and have a good time on their own, whether we're there or not. I guess our approach to songwriting and performing is we're just fortunate that we're not getting in the way of that good time.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's what they're already determined to have.
In 2002, shifting gears a little bit here, fellow founding member, lead guitarist Mike Hauser lost his battle with cancer. You brought on Jimmy Herring as your new lead guitarist. From a musical standpoint, can you discuss any differences in their tone or style of play? Or are they pretty similar, in your opinion? Is that the reason you brought Jimmy on?
Well, Mike was he was unique in his style. It was I'd been with him since we were freshmen in college, and I watched him develop his own approach to playing music and interpreting music and shaping sounds. When you have a situation like that, you're basically going to be one of a kind. And Mike definitely is that and was that. Jimmy is, he's a gunslinger, basically. Only, he's a guitar slinger.
Mm-hmm.
And he can basically do anything that he can imagine on a guitar. One of the hip things that he does, he has his own style, his own approach. He's very familiar with theory, musical theory.
Mm-hmm.
And but there again, coming in, he can he listened and was very respectful to some of the places that Mike had found in the songs and in the songwriting, and so tonally and approach-wise, he was able to grab onto some of those basically signature pieces of the songs that Mike brought to the table, and not let that go. So you get a lot of what the songs were built on, and then you get in the more improvisational type areas, of which there are many, you get Jimmy's own personality coming through.
Athens, Georgia is where your band hails from, and I believe you still call home as well, correct?
Well, that's where Widespread Panic's offices are, and we have a little practice space there. We do a lot of our recording ever since the beginning with John Keane, and he's based in Athens.
Okay.
So, personally, we're all, the band is kind of scattered around the country now. But it's one of my homes.
Right, right. And it's home to a lot of other great bands and musicians over time. I know REM and the Black Crowes, Vic Chestnut, all those guys, just to name a few. When you guys got started or were getting started, around 1986 or so, did you have much interaction, as far as Widespread Panic interacting with any of those other bands that were in Athens at or around that same time? Or are you guys pretty much just trying to chart your own course and do your own thing?
Well, we were definitely doing our own thing, because musically, what a large percentage of the bands were playing, they were more in a new wave kind of adventure. But there again, with the music aside, most everybody was either everybody in the bands were either working at the bars or the restaurants or hanging out there.
Yeah.
And so, it's a fairly small town. You knew basically everybody, and crossing paths and just hanging out together.
Yeah, it sounds like it probably would have been a pretty darn good time, not a good place to be.
Yeah, we didn't really, we thought it was cool, but we didn't realize
How cool?
how special some things were,
Right.
Like Mike Mills coming over to our house and playing us the new album before it had been released,
Wow.
just because he was excited to share it and
That,
stuff like that.
yeah,
And
that's.
trading, borrowing each other's equipment to make a gig and stuff like that. Athens was a really, really hip place. Very, very non-competitive. It was an all-inclusive kind of music scene, and I'm pretty sure it still is.
Cool. Well, here's a track from your first album. It's called Space Wrangler. A good summertime tune. This one's called Porch Song. We're back with John Bell, singer and rhythm guitarist for Widespread Panic. They'll be headlining the Ride Festival in Telluride's Town Park, July 11 and 12. Again, Telluride Town Park, always a fantastic place for musicians and fans alike. I read a great quote from you. I thought it was a great quote regarding your upcoming new studio album, which I think is due out this fall, if I read correctly. It was in reference to making the record and avoiding the overdub process. And you said that you hoped, quote, to tap into the quirkiness and one-of-a-kindness you get in letting your first inspiration be and just leave it alone. End quote. Is that hard to do, or has it become easier since you guys are what I would consider a solid veteran band? Has it gotten easier in the studio to just leave things alone once you lay it down?
That would depend on who you're asking.
Okay.
There's always that that temptation to revisit and try to improve. And sometimes that's a great thing. I mean, you do want to develop a sense of theme and body to a certain piece of music. But at one point, you know, you've got to recognize the value and the timing of when it still sounds fresh, but you've done enough with it. And basically we noticed when we do things like the Halloween shows, traditionally through those we do a lot of covers that we haven't played before. So you go back and listen to old recordings of some of these bands, and you realize, because of our knowledge of the recording process, you realize that a lot of that really heavy classic stuff had a spontaneity to it. You know, you can see where there were interesting mistakes or an edit that threw the timing off or something like that, but it still is ingrained in you as that's the way the song is. And so that, and back in the day too, if you listen to Steve Winwood's early stuff and hear him in interviews, it's like, now we've rolled into the studio and just played that stuff live and got out of there. You know, there were time and budget concerns and stuff like that.
Sure.
Like, yeah, why not approach it like that and see? First, you have to see the value in it, if that's going to be the way you want to approach it, and then try to stay out of the way as much as you can and let it happen like that.
When I read that, I was like, that's a great approach to it. And you get asked this a lot, I realize, but it's such a needed and, in my opinion, a beautiful thing. And I was hoping you could share and explain the band's Tunes for Tots program, as well as what I think is your own program, Hannah's Buddies.
Well, let me see. First, Tunes for Tots is
that
usually
Widespread Panic's kind of foundation,
yeah,
endeavor?
Yeah, and it's real simple. It's usually around New Year's, and we'll do a show at a smaller venue before the New Year's show. So we have a little 2-hour cocktail party with pretty overpriced ticket. You know, there's a ticket for the.
It's well worth that money, John. Come on.
Well, what's great is the money that comes out, and it's usually between 150 and 200 grand just for the one show.
Wow.
That all goes into local music programs.
Local meaning like around the Athens area, or
well, when we play in Georgia, it's all over Georgia. If we're doing the New Year's show in
I get you. Okay.
North Carolina, then it goes to North Carolina schools.
Cool.
And that could be anywhere. We've had preschool level classes receive instruments, and all the way up to, you know, college marching bands high school marching bands getting new uniforms and stuff like that, and everything you can think of in between, music labs and just upgrade of instruments that have a little worse for wear over the years. And it's easy for us to do, but it goes a long way.
Yes.
If anybody wants to see more about it or hear some of the testimonies, I think there's a link on our website that's pretty neat.
Yeah, well, for sure. Yeah, I think that's an outstanding program that's much needed. And then there was Hannah's Buddies, which is that your own philanthropic endeavor?
Yeah, that's something that my goddaughter, Hannah Elliott, was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy, and so she is now, she's in a wheelchair, but she also just finished her first year at her her freshman year at NYU Music School.
Oh, and wow. So congratulations. She's been living up there.
Yeah, it's really heavy. This cause, of which, you know, she is a figurehead and spokesman for, too, is Hannah's Buddies function. The event that we have each year is that money goes to the study and hopefully the, you know, the eradication of spinal muscular atrophy. The disease went misdiagnosed or undiagnosed a lot when we first started things out, and now it's very much in the forefront with childhood diseases and stuff. And so it's some headway's being made, and we're proud to have the event. Thanks to all the people that have been. We've got people that came every year.
Yeah,
and it's that's pretty neat.
That's amazing. It's just going back into music. You've been around and seen a lot. Are there any particular musicians in today's scene, all genres included, that inspire you or that you enjoy listening to? Or are you, do you pretty much, is your music plate full at the end of the day?
No, I could never say it's full because it's, you know, what's out there. Well, the buffet's always being restocked. You know, there are always new bands, always, you know, new approaches to music, and you know, and the way music is shared and produced and distributed now through electronic means and stuff. People, it's amazing how much the diversity in music that's out there. You know, folks don't have to follow a producer or record company's set of rules. They can go ahead and make their own rules and make their own music and, you know,
empowering
and you know, express themselves. So, you know, I'd say, I don't know, if you just want to pick somebody out of a hat.
you can pick somebody out of a hat.
Of all the people that are, you know, inspiring, that are on the scene today, I really dig Derek and Susan. Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi and their band.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of music happening there.
Yeah,
a lot of talent and
great energy.
Oh yeah, it's the world is lucky to have them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I would say likewise for you and Widespread Panic and. Thank you again so much for your time. I know you're busy, but thank you and enjoy Telluride and have a great rest of your summer. We're going to close out with a track from Dirty Side Down, your last studio album. It's a tune called North. John, thank you so much again.
Okay. Hey, and North, just for everybody's information, that is a Jerry Joseph song.
Oh, cool.
A longtime friend of ours.
Yeah.
Great songwriter, funny cat.
All right. Well, John, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Some folks look for trouble, some look for belief. I look for relief. Used to talk about the weather.
population faces every day. Maybe we used to talk a lot, now I got much to say. You think it's a joke or something?